T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
First of all, for people who don't know out there, Vernon Carey's son, Vernon Carey Jr., was top recruit. I mean, he's committed now to Duke. He was top recruit. I mean, is it okay? I mean, your son is going to play in the NBA, Vernon. Like, I could say that, right? I'm not jumping the gun there, right? Can I say that?
Yeah, I'm superstitious. I like to just stay.
Okay.
Stay in the moment.
Okay, fine. All right, we'll back off that. Okay, fine. But he's going to Duke next year, and we're all looking forward to watching him. But what's the deal tonight? Like, is your son, are you guys going to the game? What's the plan for tonight?
Actually, we're going to the game. We get on the flight around, too, and we go right to Duke.
Hold on. Vern. You get on a flight around, too, so my guess is you're not going commercial?
No. We're going commercial.
Now, do the carries are the carries flying first class?
Clearly.
No.
What?
No.
Oh man! Nah. All right,
Verno,
all right. Man of the people.
Vern.
All right.
You're going commercial.
I might go first class. My son's going Delta Comfort.
All right. So you're flying up there this afternoon. I imagine you're going to go straight. Well, the game's at 9. You don't have to go straight to the arena, right?
Well, if I just check in and go right to the school, because he wants to be around the players and the environment and get that feel and see it. So it's a big game. I know it's sold out.
Yeah.
Vern, do you understand the pricing of tickets for this game tonight? I'm talking college basketball. To get in the building, guess how much
regular
it costs?
Regular season. Yeah, guess.
Regular
season. I thought it was $2,500.
It's at like $2,900 right now. Yeah.
That's crazy. I need to sell my ticket.
You know how much? Are you sure about your decision to go to Duke? Because I'm looking at the pricing of the University of Miami versus Georgia Tech this Saturday, and the $2 ticket price is a little bit. It's a little bit different than the Duke pricing.
Well, I'll make sure I buy a bunch of tickets when they come to Miami next year. I know they come to Miami next year, so that's great.
So how does this work tonight? In all seriousness, where are you guys sitting? Are you guys sitting close to the floor? Like, what's the seating situation like?
I don't know where they put the recruits, but that's where we'll be at. Because I'm not buying them.
Now, what are you wearing tonight? Like, is Vernon Carey Sr. all decked out in the Duke stuff tonight?
No, I don't got that much Duke stuff, but I think when we get there, we'll buy some.
Vern, you flossing? You wearing the old walking suit back in the day?
I don't know what I'm about. I know it's going to be cold there. I know it's like 50 degrees, 40 degrees, so it ain't going to be too much rocking. It's going to be some jacket. Right?
Are you going to bring up? You going to bring up the 3-quarter mink then?
I don't know.
Now, obviously, like you are prepared, or maybe your son's prepared. You got to figure ESPN is coming over to him at some kind of timeout, and they're going to interview him, right?
I don't know if they're able to do that because he's not he didn't sign yet.
Oh,
so it's like
okay.
Almost like an infraction. He can't do all that. I mean, if he would have signed in the first wave, then he would have been able to do more. But since he didn't sign the paper yet, it's not official.
And what's the point in not signing the paper yet? Like, what is there a strategy there?
They won't let you. Like you, it's almost like signing period.
Yeah,
like
you got two different ones, right?
Yeah, you had the early one that was in like Thanksgiving week.
Mm-hmm.
That was the early session, and I think Vern made the decision like December 6th.
Oh, okay.
So now he just committed, but then the next session is April 8th.
So then when does the Vernon Carey house in North Carolina go up? Like when does the school actually hand you the keys to that brand new house? And
yo,
that brand new car in the driveway.
April 8th.
Okay, nice. Perfect.
So how many conversations have you had with Coach K?
Not that many. Like 3 or 4, 5, 6. But my wife do a lot of talking to him. She does a lot of talking to him, and he talks to Vern probably once a week, or twice a week.
What are you most? What are you and your wife most impressed about with Coach K?
How much you care about his guys? I mean, he's really, really, really deep, like a really smart guy, and he thinks like different. You know, it's not. He's unique. He's different, and I mean, you know why he has so much success, because he's been there so long, and he's won with different type of players. And I mean, it's a testament to have all that talent on the team and still and learn and find a way to win.
Vern,
because I mean, you can have a lot of talent and not win.
You've been a physical specimen your whole life. You came out of high school basically the number one recruited offensive lineman in the country, and you've been pretty incredible throughout your story of your career, your college career, your NFL career. You see your son and the incredible things that he's doing. How incredible is it to see a guy like Zion Williamson, and how much are you going to be upset that he's not going to be able to play with your boy next year?
Either. Yeah.
I mean, he's really, really good, and I wish Vern could play with him because it'd be insane. But you know, it's a business, and he's gonna take care of his business, and hopefully Vern can go in there and take care of his. So I mean, it's a great team. It's a lot of talent on that team, but I wish he could play with that team.
My guess is he's probably gonna be in the same situation as Zion. My guess is VJ is gonna be only doing 1 year over there at Duke, so similar situation, and they only have to be in class basically for the one semester. If you get the phone call from the study hall police saying that VJ is not going to class, are you going to be upset about that, or are you just going to say, well, okay, you can come holler at me in about 6 months when he's signing his NBA deal?
Nah, they're very strict, and that's what we like, you know, because he needs normalcy, you know what I mean? Like, he got to be a regular kid. He got to enjoy being a kid. He has to be around that college atmosphere and suck up all that knowledge from Coach K. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to that experience for him.
Is now granted,
and he's looking forward to it too.
Now, granted, I'm sure we got Vernon Carey here with us tonight. Duke UNC, obviously, Vernon Carey Jr. Is just a terrific basketball player, and he's going to be at Duke next year. If you haven't seen, if you're out there listening, you haven't, and you're like, "What? Vernon Carey Jr. is basketball, not football?" If you haven't seen any of the hype, just go on YouTube and you know, or Google Vernon Carey Jr. and he's so good.
Burn okay. For Vern, you can Google that too.
Just put Vernon Carey, because my name not gonna pop up no more. It's just his name now.
Okay, yeah. You probably just have to put Vernon Carey, not Vernon Carey Jr.
His pop up.
But don't be afraid to wait a couple more years, because I think you got another one coming up the pipeline that's probably already getting recruited by every single major college for football.
Is that true? You put yourself together a little team here?
Yeah, man. I'm trying, man. I mean, my wife's 6 foot. I'm 6'5". It was a little perfect match.
Wow, and your wife is 6 foot.
Now I got like all these tall kids in the house.
So,
and athletic. My daughter last night, she's in the 8th grade. She's played varsity this year. They're one game from going to state. And she's leading the charge.
Wow.
As an 8th grader.
Just to tickle me pink here. How big is your 13-year-old daughter?
How tall is she?
She's like 5'9".
And only 13?
Wow. Yeah. And she had 18 points and 14 rebounds last night.
Has the doctor told you like how tall he thinks that she's going to be?
Nah, my wife knows that information. I'm not sure about it.
Do you just pay the bills? Like, what are you doing?
I pay the bills, and I put them in good training. Yeah. And you know.
Doing something, right?
We got a lot of things going on. I got chef at the house now.
What?
So I'm just trying to.
Yeah, he's got to rewrite the kids, man. Got to get them ready.
Hey, man, I'm trying to get the kids right, man. Yeah. Put them on the right path and show how to do it the right way.
What about you? Are you eating right?
Excuse me?
Are you eating right? How are you looking these days?
Yeah, man. Chef for the whole house.
The whole house?
Let me ask you here. I know your son has played in big high school games, okay? They're a very good team. But is he ready for the atmosphere that he's about to see tonight? I mean, this Duke, UNC, Cameron Indoor Stadium. I mean, Vernon, that's a different world tonight.
Over the years, I've seen my son play a lot. I've probably been over probably 95% of his games. And what I have noticed, he loves big games. He loves attention. He loved the big stage. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons he chose Duke, because he wanted to play on the big stage. He wants that environment.
Yeah, so, you guys are going to enjoy this game tonight, man. Like you, and just the whole idea. I mean, you're probably going to have a moment tonight from where, like, damn, a year from now, I can't wait to be watching my son in front of this crowd, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm just sitting quiet, patiently.
And obviously you're going to be a proud daddy next year when he comes down here. But like, what is your situation going to be, clothing and attire wise?
Oh,
like,
good
Are you going Duke hat?
I told my wife, basketball season, I'm a Dukie. In basketball season, but football season, I am a king for life.
You are going back on campus, sitting in an on-campus arena, rocking Duke gear, man.
He's got to. Don't let him feel bad, Vern. Like you're right, man. You're doing the right thing.
Hey, man, I got a wife, man. She'll kill me if I go in there with chains with my son on the way to.
No, you're doing the right thing.
You know that, Romberg. Wife wins.
Bro, at least wear some grays, some UM grays underneath them shorts or something, bro.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, we'll be looking for you. I mean, hopefully the Coach K and the athletic department, they're paying the respects, and you guys are sitting somewhere close to the floor that we can catch you on TV tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully, man. Hopefully, I won't be too far behind the bench. I think they sit all the recruits right behind the bench. Because basketball is smaller, so they only have like 8-10 guys who come. You know what I mean? Like 40, 50 guys.
You're going to be doing some IG stuff tonight so we could have a nice little sample of what's actually going on atmosphere-wise?
Absolutely. From the play on.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, all right. Really, I didn't need all that. I just need the game.
All right. Have a lot of fun tonight, man. Safe travel. Thanks a lot, Vern.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.